Dementia is a general term that describes a difficult situation in life caused by cognitive impairment. It is not a specific disease, but a range of symptoms with a decline in memory and thinking abilities which disturb activities of daily living. When a person suffers greatly from multiple symptoms, such as memory loss and decline of communicative competence, linguistic competence, concentration, logical thinking, judgment, and visual cognition, he or she may be diagnosed as having dementia. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia, and it accounts for more than 60% of cases. Vascular dementia, which is the second most common dementia type, is often caused by a stroke. People show a higher prevalence of dementia as they get older. However, young people may suffer from Alzheimer's disease and cerebrovascular diseases, which may eventuate in dementia. Dementia diagnosed under the age of 65 is commonly described as younger or early onset dementia. Patients with younger or early onset dementia are at the working age but find it difficult to work or do housework due to the decline in memory and judgment, so they suffer from harsh living circumstances. Individuals who manage their daily life independently in spite of an obvious memory decline may be diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment, MCI. Those with MCI are likely to forget that they had a meal or what they ate, but they can eat on their own. Those with dementia, on the other hand, may forget that they are having a meal while eating. They are likely to forget what they ate, or the fact that they had a meal, and the relationships with other people may deteriorate by their blaming them or revealing anger to them. Most individuals in the advanced stage of dementia do not admit that they have dementia, and it is hard to have them recognize what is happening to them. Rehabilitation for persons with dementia generally aims at improving cognitive functions and quality of life, QOL. However, in spite of careful rehabilitation, prominent improvements of the condition sometimes cannot be expected. In these cases, the aim of rehabilitation is to motivate patients and enhance their learning ability by helping them have a good time with others and activate their brain with positive and comfortable stimuli. These actions can help them become active and reinforce their residual ability. Rehabilitation should be based on the following principles. 1. To make intervention for the patient a comfortable stimulus for him or her. 2. To encourage communication between the patient and other people. 3. To help the patient have a role to play and lead a life worth living. 4. To repeatedly support favorable behavior.